This hasn't happened since the shutdowns in April. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More Americans lost jobs than were hired to close out 2020. With COVID surging, Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers and stock market reaction live.
Dave, right, the end of the year, also the end to a seven-month streak of jobs growth. Employers cut 140,000 jobs instead of adding the 70,000 that analysts were expecting to see. The unemployment rate unchanged at 6.7%. Now, despite the bleak jobs report, we're seeing some gains on Wall Street. The morning after all three indices hit fresh closing highs, the Dow is up more than 30 points, S&P more than 15, and NASDAQ over 100. Dave?
Lillian, back to the coronavirus. It is deadlier than ever.
The U.S. added 4,000 COVID deaths yesterday, the first time we've seen that many in one day, with hospitalizations remaining above 132,000. With California cases still surging, the state is allowing hospitals to bypass strict nurse-to-patient ratios. ER nurses can now oversee six patients instead of three.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Flags ordered half staff at the Capitol. After last night's death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick from injuries sustained in Wednesday's attack, the fifth death from the violence.
The department chief and other officials are resigning after Wednesday's massive security breach. The FBI has released wanted posters of dozens who entered the Capitol, vandalized it, threatened the legislature of the United States government.
Fox's Rich Edson. Democrats and some Republicans blame President Trump for inciting the violence and want Vice President Pence to declare the president unfit, remove him from office. GOP Congressman Brad Wenstrup told Fox,
I don't think that the vice president, which would be a key to doing the 25th Amendment role, is going to partake in that.
So a group of 59 House Democrats have written a letter to the speaker wanting to reconvene immediately to impeach the president again, hoping the Senate will remove him from office. America's listening to Fox News.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free. So get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Thank you. Yuma. This is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group, and partner George Davis. Another wonderful Friday morning in Yuma. Good morning. We also call him Big George. Good morning, Big George.
First time I've seen him this year.
I know. Yeah, pretty excited. First radio show in 2021. And great. Ready to rock and roll, Tom. You got any New Year's resolutions?
Hey, for the listeners, we call him Big George because he has a big wallet. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
The same ones.
Are there any you haven't broken yet?
Lose weight, try to get your business, your family life balanced, all the above.
Use the try word. That's never a good start.
Yeah.
I was reading an article that says 92% of people that do, you know, in New Year's resolutions are unsuccessful. So only 8% make it.
Really?
They recommend you break them up quarterly. It gives you better success, right?
You get up to 9%?
Would be interesting to see what percentage break it in the first 60 days. I bet you it's high.
Oh, yeah.
90
yeah,
or something, 80.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly. So
we want to go over a couple things. Now that we got the year behind us, 2020, by all standards, was a good year if you were invested in the market, whether it's stocks or bonds. Just to give you some numbers, the S&P was up 18%, Dow was up 9.7%. The big winner was the NASDAQ 100, was up 48%. Now, a lot of people look at the NASDAQ and say, you know, how come my account's not up 48%? But they're in the market. One thing to consider is the weighting on the NASDAQ 100 is not equal. So if you took the top five weightings on the top five companies, it's about 35% of the balance. So for being 100 companies, 5 companies are 35% of the weighting.
Mm-hmm.
And those companies, I believe, are Facebook, Google,
Amazon,
Apple, Netflix. All of those, for the most part, were upwards of 50% for the year. So that's kind of it's a real number, but it is kind of skewed because of the five that really did well.
I got a question for you, Tom. See how you're doing today.
Okay.
So those five, the things you were talking about, out of those, none of them made the top 20 on the S&P 500. I was real surprised.
For return?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what number one was?
I'd say Tesla. I don't know.
Yeah. Tesla. Yeah. But it was just added in December. But two was Etsy and then NVIDIA.
Yeah.
You know, which is a chip maker, and PayPal, which is kind of interesting, from the pandemic and stuff, using PayPal did well too. So.
Good. So on the growth side, things were up for the most part, but there is, a black lining in this whole thing. So if you look at the value companies, the S&P 500 value stocks were up 1.3%, mid-cap values were up 3.7%, and so for the most part, growth did well. Some of the companies did extremely well. I read different articles and things. You know how they say in the United States, the rich are getting richer and poor are getting poorer, and that gap is widening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they think the same thing is kind of happening with companies, meaning some companies are really, really just mammoths that are killing it, and then other companies are struggling, and they think that gap's going to get bigger and bigger. So one thing about the value companies are companies that have low P/E ratios, which are price over earnings, which means low price compared to their earnings. They also usually pay dividends, some type of dividend, but they got really not so, they didn't do so well this 2020. And a lot of that have to do with the COVID, because a lot of these companies that were used to just doing products, printing money, steady Eddie, when the American consumer stopped buying, that really had an effect on these companies that never really had this problem before, because Americans can always go out and buy when they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, value didn't do so hot. Now, the interesting thing is, and this is a $1 million question, no one has a crystal ball, but what's going to do better in the future, value or growth? And I just say for 2021, since that's kind of the future. A lot of people think that the value is completely undervalued compared to growth. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year if value overturns mm-hmm. growth. Historically, one will beat the other every couple of years, so they go back and forth. The other interesting thing was the bond market. This is the second year the bond market has done pretty well. U.S. Treasury intermediate bond funds were up 5.7. Ginnie Mae 30-year was up 3.6. Other corporate bonds were up 7.4. Intermediate corporate high yield was up 7. So if you look at the bond market, I mean, it came in steady Eddie, 5 to 7%.
Mm-hmm. That was a good year for the bond market.
Now, the interesting thing was last year, the bond market also did, I believe, like 5 to 7%. So it's kind of a back-to-back year for the bonds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that had to do with interest rates going down, because when interest rates go down, the price of bonds go up. So, you know, how long is that going to hold up for? Good question. But if I was a betting person, I would say rates are eventually going to turn back the other way. And how quick, how soon, I don't know. But anyways, overall, you know, if you were invested, you should have some type of return on your money.
Yeah, the interesting thing on bonds, Tom, I didn't realize 95-year average, the overall bond market's averaged 6%. Over 95 years annually.
Yeah, and I think that going forward, I mean, with rates being so low, you know, that could be a hard number to beat again.
Yeah, because when rates go up.
In the old days, you know, some bonds were doing 18% annualized,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. But, hey, the areas that were down that didn't do so hot, one, it was the U.S. dollar. The dollar is getting weaker. It was down 6.6%. One of the things we think a trend that seems to be taking place is the international markets over the last 10 years really haven't done what the U.S. markets have done. The U.S. markets have done extremely better. And I actually have some numbers to show you what they are. So from 2000 to 2020, so that's a 20-year time period, the S&P has averaged, this is a combination, they made about 103%, and the MSCI Daily International Index made about 44%. So basically, international stocks have underperformed our stocks by almost half. So one of the big, and again, they kind of, if you look at the history of U.S. stocks compared to international stocks, they will rotate back and forth. I mean, the U.S. has done extremely well compared to international the last 10 years. But again, the million-dollar question is, where is that going to go in the future? And as our dollar gets weaker, that has a good effect if you own international companies. So say you bought an international company for a dollar, and it stayed at a dollar, but our dollar dropped by 10%, you would make 10% from the exchange.
Back then.
So if you believe that the dollar is getting weaker, and if you believe that the international markets are going to start to show some growth, that's an area that, believe it or not, a lot of people like. And I know people have stayed, you know, kind of backed away from that area because the numbers haven't been that well.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was people, listeners, and might be worth it to try to rebalance some of your gains and look at the idea of maybe looking a little bit more towards international global markets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people tend to go after that hot button, Tom, Bitcoin right now, and you know, a lot of the growth stocks, but it's always good practice to look at those, you know, energy and commodities. I know they had a rough year, too, and the value stocks like you're talking about with international. Hey,
numbers here, let me just finish this out that
mm-hmm.
way. So the other area that really got hit was the oil market, right?
Yep.
Oil dropped, so that was down 20%. So there was some things that were, you know, negative, but for the most part, things were pretty positive.
How'd commodities do? Down three?
Looking at my little sheet here, and I don't see commodities on this page.
Yeah, I think they were. I know they were negative for the year. I think it was about 3%.
Okay, gold was up 24. Natural gas was up 15. So go ahead with what you're going to say, and I'll look for
commodities. You were talking about the wealth gap, and I just thought it was pretty interesting. A couple days ago, Bezos got passed as the richest person in the world since 2017. He's been number one. He's worth $184 billion with
a
B. That's all.
Yeah.
But Russ, who just passed him as the richest person in the world, is worth $185 billion.
I don't have any idea, but I'm thinking somebody from China.
Nope.
Elon Musk.
Yep, Elon Musk.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yep. I mean, two or three days ago.
Beat him?
Just a couple days ago.
It's amazing how much his wealth grew.
Yeah.
I mean, it doubled, but it.
Man, I really
from about 18 months ago, it did double.
I haven't paid attention, but I'm a fan, so.
Yeah.
what a great guy.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing what he's done.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. What's the deficit in the U.S.? I was trying to think if these guys could pay it off in one swoop.
The deficit is $26 trillion.
Yeah. Oh, $26 trillion. Okay, so wouldn't even put a dent in it.
Oh, no, he could pay the interest for a few days.
Yeah.
$26 trillion,
wow. And he's worth $85 billion. That's pretty crazy.
You know what's interesting is, and Elon Musk is part of this with, I believe it's SpaceX, and there's other companies. Amazon has one. The British billionaire
Virgin Atlantic
guy, Richard somebody.
Yeah.
But those stocks are starting to kind of itch up, and it almost looks pretty favorable that there is going to be, well, the government spending money on space, which is a given. I think you're going to have the private side. People are going to start going up in space.
Well, yeah, they're going to send all the Trump supporters there.
Big money.
Yeah, we've got to get some money in there.
Hey, we'll take our first break. And when we get back, this is Money Talk, 5, 6 a.m.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
This is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, George Davis. Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully, we'll get through this COVID thing. Hopefully, vaccinations will come to Yuma. I do have some stats on, as you guys are reading, some states, even cities, are shutting down more. The cases are relatively higher.
Right.
But the interesting thing is we have some stats on what percentage of the states have been vaccinated. I don't have it. It's a map, so I don't have it memorized on each state. But in a nutshell, the most states that have been vaccinated only been vaccinated 3.5% of the population.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, last time I read it was 1.3. So
yeah, and there's only like five states that are at that level, but the least is less than 1%, and there's quite a few states at that level. Arizona's at 1.5 to 2%. So a lot of room to grow on getting this vaccination out and getting people back on track. But shutting down the economy, I mean, I know we got a lot of politics going on here, but really the elephant in the room is just making sure economy stays open so people can continue to work and continue to buy, and that's what makes the wheels go around.
Mm-hmm. A little surprised at that number, Tom, but 1.3, because they're moving from 1A to 1B. And that was the healthcare workers and people in Arizona.
That's on the 11th.
And it, for the second part,
yeah.
Part 1B.
Yeah.
And also home health, people, assisted living, not assisted living, but the care facilities were on the first part. So, I mean, 1.3 or 1.4% sounds like not a lot, but if that's all the health workers and all the people in home care.
You know what, state's pretty much doing...
Has
a good distribution system is Florida.
Mm.
I mean, you can drive by a grocery store and get it. I mean, they have different outlets instead of medical.
Oh yeah.
So I think they need to get other avenues to like a drive through, and you just put your arm out the window, take the shot. I'm sure they got to get more information.
Go zooming by.
You don't even stop. You just keep driving.
Well, the testing centers became drive-thrus after a little while.
So with a lot of these economies kind of shutting down, there's really been a big shift in population. So for 2000, from 2010 to 2020, the U.S. population has increased by 6.5%. This is actually the worst. 2020 was the worst growth rate for newborns since 1900s. I thought it might go higher just with people staying home and not having more time
on
their hands.
Maybe that would be 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, here's some states that have really added in the last 10 years have added more people. So the average was up 6.5% for the U.S., but Utah is up 17.1%. Texas up 16.3, Idaho 16, Nevada 16, Arizona 16, and Florida's up 15%. So, I think with how things are shutting down in different areas and due to other issues, taxes and maybe government, a lot of these people are moving out of some states and going to others.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we've ever seen a trend like that in a while.
Yeah, migration pretty fascinating. A lot of people leaving the big cities and go into more of the suburbs, and a lot of those states you named border California. So a lot of people from California going to Nevada and Arizona and Idaho.
Yeah. So anyways, I think the key thing in the next 6 months is, where this COVID's going and how it's going to affect the people that are keeping the economy open.
So what do you think the most important thing happening in 2020 was, Tom, the biggest story? Do you think it's the COVID, or do you have something else?
I would say in the history books, it has to be COVID. I mean, that disrupts everything.
Yeah. I think it's the vaccine, but that's related to COVID. So that's pretty amazing the way they found this vaccine.
Operation Warp Speed.
Operation
Warp Speed. But the way they did it, it's a totally different way to do a protect people as opposed to the way they used to do it with the technology. So I think going forward, you know, when it comes to fighting viruses and vaccines coming out, it's going to be a game changer if it's successful.
Well, we'll know shortly once you get the vaccine.
Yeah, we will.
And I think,
but the way it protects, I mean, it hits the virus differently and protects your body away from it than ever before.
They made it a lot quicker because of the DNA thing.
Yeah,
that fast-tracked it, too.
Well, and they cut down some of the red tape.
Yeah.
They let them do some testing at the same time versus wait until one's done before you go on the next one.
So this is a question for both of you, since you know the answer. So the national deficit at the end of the year was $27.5 trillion.
Ouch.
And the question is, how much has it gone up in 2020? You can go first.
Hold on a second. You gave us that end of 2019 number?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how much did it go up in 2020?
You mean, at the end of 2019, it was 27 trillion?
It was 27.5. At the end of 2020.
Okay, at the end of 2020.
Yeah. Oh, 20.
But was it like at the beginning?
Yeah, and I don't want percentages. I want dollar amounts.
I would say 5 trillion.
Okay.
8.5.
George. 4.36. In my mind, I thought it was closer to high threes, but 4.3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's most of the debt has increased in 1 year.
Does that include this last round of stimulus and stuff?
Oh, it's 2020, so I would.
The last round hasn't been out yet. So.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
But I think it's calculated.
We're in 2021.
But anyways, you know, the government, I think, printed close to $2 trillion of new money in 2020.
Yeah.
Probably going to print some more. But, you know, I was an econ major in college, and for some reason this is stuck in my head. But the definition of inflation we had to remember was too many dollars chasing too few goods. And that was a test question. if you think about it, dollars have been pumped into the system. We do know that.
Yep.
They're printing them. Too few goods. A lot of this COVID has stopped supply chains on what's being, you know, made.
Well, there was a shortage of stuff.
Yeah.
Other than toilet paper.
And even talking to contractors locally, like some of them are like, hey, I've been waiting for this for like 60 days.
Yeah, like lumber.
The old days, we would get it, you know, in 7 days or something.
Yeah.
So anyways, what that tells me is, inflation's coming, just a matter of how quick, because, you know, there's a lot of dollars pumped in the system. I think that's, you know, in the next 5 years, I think that's going to be the talk of everything is inflation.
Mm-hmm. Well, as much as Bitcoin was up, it's been up 17% in the last 2 days. It's because of the dollar.
It's hanging around 39,000 right now.
Yeah, it's pretty very crazy. Yeah.
So some other things that make you think, from 50 years ago till now, the life expectancy rate has increased by 7.6% or 7.6 years. So within a 50-year time period, we're living longer, 7.6. With the DNA thing and with newborns, that's going to increase by quite a bit because I think they're going to be able to find issues before it kills you. So they think newborns today have a chance to go to the mid-90s, I mean, which is a huge jump from where we're at.
Because our 87?
The life expectancies for on an average for male and female, because they're different, but average it, is 78 years.
That's it?
78.7.
That's unacceptable.
But if it jumps up to 90 plus, in someone in the next generation or a newborn, that's going to be a lot more. So more population, but it's also going to mean people got to plan better for their retirement. Because the old days, you maybe had 10 to 20 years of retirement, and now that's reaching 25 plus, and then it might turn into 35. So more reason to plan. Anyways, this is kind of a weird fact. So out of all the years in the history of the United States, the lowest inflation rate, the lowest jobless claims was 3.5%. That's people that are working. The highest jobless claim was 14.7%. for unemployment. And it all happened in 2020. So it went from the most competitive job market to pretty much, you know, one of the worst.
But we also had the biggest drop in the stock market.
Yeah.
And then we recovered and had a plus for the year.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Big yo-yo, yeah. So, anyways, we're going to take another break here. Be right back. This is Money Talk, 5, 6 a.m.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, George Davis, and we're going to let George take the mic here for a little bit. We skipped last year's just because I think we forgot, but the year before, Barron's comes out with a quiz for 2021, and it's a prediction quiz, and we bet, not last year, but the year before, and believe it or not, Russ Clark took home the gold.
Believe it or not.
I believe it because I had to pay.
Yeah, and we owed him lunch. So this is going to be another bet for the lunch. So the loser out of us three is going to get lunch. So go ahead, George, if you want to.
Aaron, number here is 344-5258, 344-KBLU. If you have any, want to chime in on any of these answers and tell us that we're crazy,
then go ahead.
You can't tell me your answer, so I put mine down, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Read the question. I'll put
now
my
Russ
answer.
Has his Google ready, so
I'm not Googling anything.
So just for the listeners, this is from Barron's, Barron's quiz for 2021, and it comes up with predictions. You make your predictions. There's like 17 questions to see what you think is going to happen in 2021. And like Tom says, we did it in 2019 and Russ won.
Yeah, quite a few questions. Let's get going.
Let's do it. What will the Dow Jones Industrial Average return in 2021, including dividends, be?
When you have your answer, just raise your hand so we know.
Okay, negative?
Wait, yeah, you have your answer, George?
I already have it.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have raised my hand.
So I'll be first, and we'll go in a circle.
Okay.
So I did B.
C. Well, you got to tell the listeners what B is.
Okay, well, you're the commentator. Go ahead.
Basically, 0 to 10% is what Tom picked. Russ picked C, 10 to 20, and I was the same as Russ, 10 to 20.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, smart.
George is already cheating on us.
So put your name on top of your paper.
Yep.
And no looking on anyone else is already cheating.
Let's go to number two.
What will be the year's biggest financial surprise?
Why don't you read off ABCD real quick and then we'll...
I will. The S&P 500 index gains another 15%.
B.
B, interest rates rise. And the 10-year Treasury has a yield of 1.75%. Wow. It's now around 0.95. Oil prices rally. Tom was talking about with crude finishing above 60. It's 45 now. Electric vehicles mania ends. Means it ends and Tesla stock falls 40%. None of the above. I'm ready as well.
Okay, you're up, Russ.
C, oil prices rally. Crude finishes above 60.
Like minds. Brilliant minds think alike. I got C also. Oil prices.
I had E, none of the above.
E, none of the above for Tom.
Question three.
Getting out of it. Which S&P 500 sector?
Hey, say what question it is so we know. Question three.
You said question three. Am I running the ship or are you?
Make it tighter, George. Make it tighter.
Which S&P 500 sector will fare best in 2021? A is technology. B is energy. C is healthcare. D is financials. E is utilities.
George, you're up, buddy.
I picked financials.
I picked financials.
Energy.
You have an inside track now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. Number four, where will Bitcoin end? It's now around 23,000. Is that correct? That was higher than that.
Well, this is the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's why I just rallied lately.
So. I think everyone's going to get the same on this one. So I got D.
Okay. Wait, okay. It's 10 or below, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, or above 30?
D.
Above 30.
Yeah, above 30.
All right, I picked above. Everybody picked above 30. I should have picked something. Which FANG stock will fare the best in 2021? And remember, the FANGs are Alphabet, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Netflix.
Go ahead, Russ, you're up.
Amazon.
I ticked Amazon.
I took Facebook.
Good for you.
Russ, are you looking at my paper when it...
Nope.
Six. Which hot 2020 IPO will fare the worst in 2021?
They got Snowflake, which is... cloud computing. B is Planetary Technologies. I don't know what that is. C is DoorDash, delivering food.
Mm-hmm.
D is Airbnb.
I'm ready.
Let's see.
I took DoorDash, which was C.
I took D, which is Airbnb.
Airbnb for me. You guys are cheating off me.
Jeez, yeah. Well, hey, I got something different that time. Number seven, which losing stock from 2020 will do the best in 2021? I like this one. Carnival, ExxonMobil, Intel, or Boeing?
I would say mine's A, Carnival.
ExxonMobil.
Yeah, you're sticking with the energy, aren't you? I picked Carnival also. A lot of faith in that vaccine. Eight. What course will the pandemic take in the United States? A vaccine rollout is an almost complete success, and life is close to normal by the end of the year. Vaccine rollout proves ineffective, and COVID-19 cases remain high. 25,000 a day. Wow. Moderate success of the vaccine. COVID-19 cases nationwide are still over 10,000 a day at year end, and mask wearing is widely recommended.
See?
I put A, vaccine's going to be successful.
I put A, I'm a glass half full guy. Vaccine is going to be successful.
Yeah, C was moderate.
Mm-hmm. What will happen in Washington, D.C.? Corporate tax increase gets enacted. Income taxes are raised. Student loan forgiveness of $10,000 or more for every borrower is adopted. Major climate change legislation is passed. None of the above.
You should have put all of the above.
Yeah, I was going to say all of the above.
I'm going with A.
Going with B.
I got A also. Corporate
tax. Which is income tax. You
guys
are
income tax, yeah.
I think they're all going to be true.
They're going to stick it to the businesses, I think, before.
What What would be the hottest IPO of 2021 measured in performance from the IPO price? Coinbase, that's a Bitcoin dealer. Instacart, supermarket shopping. Bumble, online dating. Robinhood, online broker. Stripe, financial tech leader.
George, I know you're going for Bumble, but I'm going to pick Coinbase, Bitcoin dealer.
And I went with Robinhood, although I thought Coinbase, if they go public, would probably be the best, but I figured there might be some more issues with that type of platform. So I'm going with Robinhood. D.
Yeah, I did take Bumble.
Did you?
Yeah, you got to make up some points here somewhere. Hey, what's a, Russ might know this, what's a Bitcoin miner? How do you mine Bitcoin? It was like number one in the NASDAQ.
Yeah, originally it was a way to get Bitcoins for free by going in doing some kind of digital, you know, search and stuff. But I don't understand. It's mathematical.
Okay.
I didn't understand.
This is a dealer, but then I saw there's miners, which...
Well, I think the dealer helps hold like a custodian, and they do traffic when there's buys and sells, like the holding tank.
Oh, we got to look this one up, probably. Name the top stock in the Dow, average in 2021.
So we all have a phone.
Worth 2 points.
So let's get on our phone and see what the top stocks of the Dows are.
I know. No. Good Lord.
I think I have my answer, though.
You want me to give you the ones from last year, Russ?
Yeah.
Okay. The top in the Dow, you'll probably know this one, was Apple, 81%. Microsoft, 41%. Nike, Salesforce, Disney. Interesting. Home Depot did well.
You have a list of all of them?
Yeah. You want them?
I'm not going to remember off the top of my head all 30 of these. Well, let's just say if we can't list it, then it's null and void. So if you mess up and don't put
you
it
wanna
down...
You want to pick two?
No.
Okay. Yeah, if you miss it. Yeah, I got mine.
Hannah, you have the list, though. Let me see the list. You're cheating, George. Let me see real quick.
How am I cheating? You're not cheating. You're not trying.
So to pick the top...
Yeah, who's the best performer?
Jesus.
I got mine.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to look at this, Russ? Is it a little cheat sheet or you
got mine? I got mine.
Okay.
I'm just going to guess.
Okay. So I picked Intel.
Walt Disney.
I picked Caterpillar.
For the top?
Okay. Yeah, I believe in the infrastructure.
Well,
I think the infrastructure play is finally going to get going here.
All right.
About time.
Let's go to the next question, Edward George.
12. Name the worst stock in the Dow Jones in 2021.
Oh. I'm going to have to pick Caterpillar since you picked it as the best. You seem to have that trend line, George.
IBM.
Oh, you picked IBM?
Yeah.
I need to see my little cheat sheet again.
I'm going to go with Walgreens.
Ooh, really? Okay. This is a rough one.
13.
Let's go with,
Can't have too much airtime quiet.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'll just pick Chevron just because. Russ. Going
oil. He just lost that one.
Yeah,
you
lose,
that.
Might as well lose big. You know?
That's right. Which asset class will generate the best returns in 2021? U.S. stocks, gold, U.S. bonds, commodities, Bitcoin.
Ah, dang. I think the obvious is Bitcoin, but I'm going with commodities.
Bitcoin for me.
Well, I went commodities too, Tom. Yeah, Bitcoin. Well, gold is a little tough too. Which company will agree, number 14, which company will agree to be taken over in 2021? Viacom, Biogen, Peloton, Walgreens, DocuSign,
All will remain independent.
I'm going with...
Pick up the pace, George.
I'm going with F.
I'm going with Viacom CBS.
Okay, I'm going with Biogen.
Which winning stock from 2020 will do best in 2021? Tesla, Zoom Video, Peloton, Moderna.
Which winning stock will do the best? I think it's going to be hard to go back-to-back, so go ahead, Russ.
I'm going with Tesla.
Moderna for me.
I'm going with Zoom.
Ooh.
Which CEO will no longer be at the helm at the end of 2021? Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, BlackRock's Larry Fink, Wells Fargo's Charles Scharf, Intel's Bob Swan, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, or all will still be there?
I'm going to go with A.
Me too. Warren
Get
Buffett.
Old.
He's 105.
Yeah, but he's still going to be there. I'm going with Larry Fink. I don't know much about him. Going for it. Tiebreaker. At what level will the Dow Jones Industrial Average finish 2021? It's now around 30. What do you got, Russ?
33,800.
Ooh.
I have 33,000. You smart. You went over the...
Oh, man. I picked 33,000. It tells me everybody's thinking at least
10%. You guys, and here's where I want to go to lunch.
Here's Well, that's almost double digits for everybody.
You guys can all put your name on, pass them to me, and I will store them in my magic folder.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive the time we did it before. You pulled him right out of there and said, yep, who's the winner?
You got to take a break, man.
Be right back. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Markets. Doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk, 5:60 a.m. Tom Rush here, George Davis, Yuma Investment Group.
Big George.
Big George. Anyways, there is, you know, people kind of wondering why the stock market has gone up quite a bit since Biden has gotten into office or gotten elected. And there's a piece put out, five reasons to be bullish about 2021.
Right.
And the reason why I think the market has gone up so much since he's been elected is they think that it's going to be a Goldilocks government. And we're talking this on break, and Russ nailed it.
Well, with Edwards' insight, you know, he agrees with all that. And it's going to be great, not for the middle class.
Which means the purse strings of the government is going to be spending, right?
To crazy extents, yes.
Yeah.
That's not what that means. The Goldilocks is not too hot, not too cold, just right. So they think that because of the balance, that there is going to be some spending and that there's going to be some things actually getting accomplished. But because of the 50-50, anything radical or too much spending, they're going to say no, thank you.
Good luck with that. I don't think that's true.
That's just what they were talking about.
Look what Nancy Pelosi tried to pass.
Yeah, I guess what they're saying is I think with them having majority, they're going to get more stuff passed than the other side. I mean, whether it's 60-40, 55-45.
Right, but if it's too far to the left, they think that people stand up and say, no, this ain't happening.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But anyways, I think they're going to think more spending with the government.
Yeah, and there'll be bailouts for the states that have been blowing it for years with high pensions like Chicago, you know, Illinois, New York, the riot states like, oh, you got a phone call, by the way.
Oh.
All the riot states will get all bailouts and everything. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Lee.
Good morning.
I was just wondering. I was out there. I'm a little hoarse.
Okay.
I was out there in D.C. Has anybody called in that was actually there?
Yes. Okay, I've had a few, but not on the... I mean, we're on the financial end of things, so... They don't really handle the political here.
Yeah, if you have a financial question, we can maybe answer it or that, but we're not going to get into politics.
Yeah, get off the horse and get up early.
Okay. Right. Rep's show was an hour ago. I mean, the show that's not about just the wealth management.
Yeah, this is investment.
Money talk.
Money talk.
Okay, Russ's was earlier, but yeah.
Yeah, give me a call tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Sure, appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Okay, I'm off the time zone.
Okay. He's out riding horses.
So the other factor on why they think the market, the economy might do good is low interest rates, which is going to keep people borrowing.
Yes.
You know, and even if rates go up.
Another one.
And then the third one is low interest rates, which means that investors are going to be looking elsewhere to try to get a return on their money. The CDs, bonds, and money markets aren't paying anything. Yeah. So they're going to go outside of the box a little bit and start buying...
Which has been that way for a while.
You know, real estate and hard asset or stock.
Well, that kind of goes with your value play, Tom, because value pays dividends. So, you know, people will be looking at maybe value stocks also to get that yield up.
So the fourth one is we're entering a weak dollar era. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword because... a weak dollar means that our goods look better across the ocean.
Right.
So maybe they expect exports to go up. But the weak dollar they like. And then the last one is they think because we've had a pretty strong end of 2020 that some of that's just going to carry forward in momentum play kind of thing.
I think there's also a lot of savings out there. You know, the savings has actually gone up last year, believe it or not, during this time. People put money away maybe because they're scared. They're going to be out of work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Savings accounts have grown. People are held a lot of money.
Yeah, they went from like 5-6% up to like 13-15%.
Yeah, so we're rolling into this year with people that have a little bit of cash in their pocket. If the coronavirus backs off and the vaccine works and the government's releasing tons of money into the system, then there's going to be some spending.
Travel,
yeah.
Vacation, or, you know,
right.
Those things that got shut down.
Yeah, I think that'll... People are going to be wanting to get out and do some things, you know, after the cabin fever, and that's going to help the economy, too. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did you... one thing for New Year's I like to try to do each year is to increase my contribution to the 401k.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say get drunk, but okay. I thought I had Adrian in here for a minute. But go ahead.
No, I think it's good practice financially for people that, you know, we talked about New Year's resolutions a little bit, but to be... You know, like Tom mentioned earlier, look at your portfolio for rebalance. The 401k contributions did stay at $19,500.
If you're under
50. Yeah, if you're under 50. And the catch-up, $6,500, so that didn't change.
$26,000 if you're over 50.
$26,000 total if you're over 50. So look to maybe, you know, bump that up even if it's a few dollars or a couple percentages to, you know, save for your retirement. And like we were saying earlier with the people living longer, it's more important than ever, we think, now with the financial planning.
Right.
And I also think, too, that 2020 was one of the first years that wages have actually gone up, or people's pay have gone up. So I think the job market's becoming competitive, more competitive. Now, I know the minimum wages are going up and that have gone up, but it's going to be more of a competitive market, and I think some of the employers might have to pay more money for their employees, which will be passed on to the product,
mm-hmm.
or the service. So that, again, leads to inflation.
How are we doing for time, Russ? I got a couple things on the latest stimulus package that people...
We have
about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So on this latest stimulus package that they passed, you can still continue with the charitable contribution deductions where you deduct to a charity for cash of $300 or $600. That's extended this year. Medical expenses are still deductible if it's over 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Here's one I like, Tom, because we did the little bet for lunch. Business meals at restaurants are 100% tax deductible. That extended through the end of 2022.
Yeah.
So
in the beginning of 2020, you had to donate so much to nonprofits to get the deduction. So they did away with that. Now you can donate 200 to 400 or whatever you said.
Yeah, 300,
also for 600. Businesses, you couldn't deduct lunches or entertainment.
Right.
So
right.
That's back. So
that's back
help
too.
Out.
Yeah. And then this one's interesting because you're talking about how businesses attract employees and retain them. Tax-free employer payments of student loans.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they think that's going to be a new 401k.
Through 2025.
A new 401k platform that comes out where instead of your investing money, you basically are getting money to pay off student loans for the younger generation.
Yeah, for the interest and the, you can actually pay for both the interest and the principal, up to $5,250.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how that works, but employers can look into that.
I think employers, well, I don't think it's out there yet, but they're trying to get it going.
They extended it until 2025, so it's already out there. They extended it through 2025. So that was part of the act there. And then, of course, the RMD, Tom, they did not extend the RMD for beyond the end of the last year. So people need to, in 2020, you could defer or not take your required minimum distribution until...
If you turn 70 and a half in 2020, you can, now that the RMD date is 72 years of age, and if you're prior to that, then you do got to take RMDs for going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2021, you need to have your RMD again.
Yep.
So. All right, well, we're up against the end of the show. Great first one of the year, Tom. Appreciate it. And Russ, you guys have a great weekend. Yuma, this is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
Money Talk are for general and...
and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.